Hey, good morning. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Don't forget, you can follow us. We're on Twitter and we're on Instagram. It is Joe and McKenzie. And now, since Pork Chop's out of the room, I thought we could do this. Let's throw out our personal social media if you want to follow us. All my social. I'm sorry, that guy plugs his stuff more than anybody. It's Joe Pesh Radio. That's for everything. I'm actually just topped on TikTok. What about you, McKenzie?
It's at McKenzie Roth, McKinzieroth.
Mine is Live the Web Girl.
Mine is at Liv Caris. It's LIV as in Victor, CARRIS.
All right, cool. Well, now that we got
He's
that out of the way.
So I know.
Don't even say anything, anybody. Here we go. It's time for Joe's Need to Know News. Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. Over 1.5 million fans have signed a petition to replace the NBA logo with an image of Kobe Bryant after he died in a helicopter crash on Sunday. The current NBA logo was created by incorporating Los Angeles Lakers star Jerry West's silhouette, and that debuted back in 1971. Now, West later became the GM of the Lakers and traded for Bryant in 1996. Kind of an interesting connection. I don't think they're going to change the NBA logo to Bryant. I really don't, but I think it's kind of cool that people are trying to put that out there. This is something you can see up on Joe's Need to Know News at joemckenzie.com, the blog there. There's now Barbie dolls with all kinds of things. Prosthetic limbs, alopecia, and the skin condition vitiligo. The 2020 additions to Mattel's Barbie Fashionistas line are the company's latest attempt to make sure that their dolls are more reflective, you know, of how diverse our society is. And I think good for them.
I absolutely love this. Same thing with like American Girl dolls. They're kind of taking suit as well. And I think the more variation we can have to reflect real, you know, people, the better.
I love that. Now, this is something I was teasing, and I believe we already got a couple of correct guesses on Twitter. It's Joe and McKenzie. According to a couple of posts that I saw online, Cinnamon Toast Crunch ice cream is set to be released by Eddie's and Dryers in the next few months. It's all I have. I've looked into it. McKenzie, this is going to also go up. I'm working on it right now. I'll put the thing up on joeandmckenzie.com, but check it out. This is what it would look like, the actual container, the little carton.
So the carton looks like the cover of the cereal box, but then you can see the deliciousness of the ice cream, and then it almost looks like a cinnamony syrup drizzled on top.
Oh my God. Besides that, like, that would be my favorite. My second favorite would be s'mores. I'm sorry, wait, no, what am I saying? Rocky Road. I'm just getting really hungry. Rocky Road's my second favorite ice cream.
Ice cream?
What would yours be, like, if besides Cinnamon Toast Crunch, if you could have one?
As a cereal or just any flavor?
If any kind, cereal or not.
I'm a weirdo. I like, because I love maple, like maple donuts.
Okay.
So I would kind of do something like a maple, something or other, like coffee maple, something.
Now, Liv, I assume avocado, but what would your ice cream be?
They have avocado ice cream.
What?
Yeah.
I was making that up. Okay.
It's bougie.
I would probably like bougie. That, or honestly, matcha, which I know, I think they do have matcha ice cream, but I've never had it.
Ooh.
But it would have to be made with almond milk, because I can't.
Yeah, we were
dairy.
Like, can these come in almond milk, gluten-free, sugar-free?
Yeah.
There goes all the taste. All right, Pork Chop, what would your ice cream be?
Mine would be like a dairy ice cream, because I love cheese. So like a cheesy ice cream.
You and my daughter.
Cheesy ice cream.
Cheese.
Yeah.
Oh boy, I wonder how that would taste.
Cheese
like flavored. Mascarpone. Mascarpone is like a dessert cheese.
Oh yeah.
Okay, I would have to try it, because right now I'm like, I don't know about that. And you know what the Cinnamon Toast Crunch reminds me of? Sometimes I'll go to like a Mexican restaurant in India. It's called Luciana's. But other places have them too. It's kind of like where they have like fried cinnamon pieces, and then they have like ice cream and syrup on there. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
that's
so
good.
But also like churros.
Yes.
Ooh,
I'm hoping it would taste like that.
Good.
Okay, keeping with the food angle here, I don't know how they say they donated this to a local food bank, but I don't know how. Bush's Baked Beans, those people, they created a record-breaking 70-layer bean dip weighing 1,087 pounds. This thing's huge. In honor, of course, the Super Bowl going on this weekend, you got the Chiefs and the 49ers playing each other. It had veggie dip, a Cuban dip, a caprese dip, loaded baked potato dip, buffalo dip, Mediterranean dip, a fiesta dip, a spicy dip, a barbecue dip, and a classic dip. It was officially recognized as the largest layer dip by the Guinness Book of World Records. It looked really good.
And it was all edible. Because sometimes they create these things.
Yeah. Okay. It was. But I mean, once again, not to make you sick or anything, but I assume you have to eat it pretty quickly. Right. Well, I've been sitting outside for a few days. I'm sure it's fine. Just put your chip in there. This video is insane. You can see this on the Need to Know News blog. A 25-year-old woman was walking in New York City on Sunday, and there was a car accident nearby. The car, actually, that was in the accident kind of kept on going after it hit the vehicle. It didn't stop immediately and actually ran over the woman. So all these people out of nowhere like, lift the car! Lift the car! I don't love that she got ran over, but I love seeing people come together like superhuman, freaky strength, and they lifted it off her. She's going to be okay, and the video is just insane. And today is a very special day. I know as a kid I used to play with them all the time. It's National Lego Day.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Does Lulu, your daughter, like to play with Legos?
She does. She loves Legos. And I always step on them and it's like,
I was going to say, that's like the worst pain in the world.
Box of shame punishment. The Lego.
Oh, yes.
Yes. The Lego ring of fire or something. Yes. Box of
the
shame.
The Lego walk.
Box of shame.
You know what I've noticed recently? Legos are getting really expensive.
They really are.
They're like 20, 40. I saw one for
more
100.
Than that.
And, no.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, to me, 20 bucks was not that much as a kid, but now they're like 100. 120 and up.
Literally for 20 bucks, you can get one of those itty bitty pouches of them.
A piece.
Like, that's it.
You can get like a Lego sticker. All right, well, you can get all the Joe's Need to Know News right now on your phone. Text JAM, J-A-M, to 52140, and it'll give you a link to your phone. It'll prompt you to just click on it. Pretty cool stuff. Coming up, we've got Song of the Day, and this one's going to get your mood lifted instantly. We'll do it after Lizzo, Truth Hurts.